The United Nations office in Colombo kept its doors shut Wednesday, a day after hundreds of protesters trapped UN staff inside the building. Protesters have removed barricades from the area, but Housing Minister Wimal Wirawanasa says the demonstrations will continue. On Wednesday, he vowed to begin a hunger strike unless the UN shuts down a panel assigned to determine whether war crimes were committed during the final months of the government's war against the Tamil rebels. The UN is strongly objecting to the protests. Major General D.C. Katuch, a retired Indian Army officer with the Center for Land and Warfare Studies in New Delhi, says Sri Lanka is not concerned about what the UN thinks.
It is a war to the finish, either way. If some civilian casualties have taken place during that portion of the war, I presume that would have been treated as collateral damage and not as a human rights violation.
Sri Lanka's army ended its 25-year fight against the rebels last year with an aggressive military assault on rebel strongholds in the country's north. The UN says 7,000 civilians were killed in the final months of the conflict. Human rights groups accuse both sides of committing crimes against civilians. The government has appointed its own commission to examine the conflict and is refusing to grant visas to members of the UN panel. Katuch says even if the UN experts are allowed into the country, the data they will gather will be highly controlled by the Sri Lankan government. And he says both sides in the conflict will be highly polarized.
Either way, for them to get a free and frank assessment of the situation 1 year down the line is highly improbable. If there were independent observers existing at the time the conflict was taking place, it would have been different.
Rights groups have accused the Sri Lankan army of trapping civilians in the war zone while attacking rebel targets. They say the rebels also were guilty of rights abuses, using civilians as human shields. Yolanda Foster of Amnesty International says the UN must show Sri Lanka it cannot ignore the laws of war.
The scale and magnitude of the killings of ordinary civilians in the northeast of Sri Lanka requires an international independent investigation. Victims' families deserve this. They deserve to know what happened in those final months.
Foster says even if the UN experts cannot get inside Sri Lanka, there is still enough material to outline the nature of the violations that happened.
We're calling on the UN to disclose its full figures of civilian casualties. There are war survivors who are now living in a number of countries outside Sri Lanka. There's satellite data available for analysis.
In Washington, a State Department spokesman said the United States supports people's right to free expression. But he said the U.S. also supports the United Nations panel and that Sri Lanka needs a robust accountability process to reconcile after years of war. For VOA's Crossroads Asia, this is Kate Woodsum.